seals are able to identify predators by listening to their accents. A study in the journal Nature explores how seals can distinguish between killer whales that would eat them for dinner and those whose diets consist solely of fish. Joining me now is Scottish scientist Volker Deka. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what exactly are the whales saying, so to speak, or doing that alerts the seals that these whales are dangerous to them?
Well, killer whales communicate with underwater calls, and we believe that these calls are used for members of a group of killer whales to stay in touch underwater and also to find other individuals. So the whales are communicating with each other, but it really looks like the seals are listening in to this conversation, and they're able to make some pretty amazing conclusions from listening to the calls of different killer whales.
They've got the aquatic equivalent of a wiretap, I guess.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, definite eavesdropping going on here.
Well, now let's hear a little bit of the dangerous whales, that is, the ones that are dangerous to the seals. Okay, I'm hearing those squeaks. What makes it particularly distinctive? What is it that a seal is hearing in that squeak that says, this is danger?
Killer whales have stereotyped calls, and all mammal-eating killer whales along the west coast of North America have a set of calls that are shared by all individuals in that population. So we're looking at the same calls essentially being heard from California all the way up to southeast Alaska. However, these calls are very different from those of fish-eating killer whales. Fish-eating killer whales have yet other sets of these stereotyped calls that only fish-eaters use.
Now, while we've still got the sound of the dangerous whales in our head, let's listen to the fish-eating whale that's not hazardous to the average seal. It's an amazing sound. I mean, it really actually kind of sounds like they're teasing each other in pain, poking each other, something like that.
Yeah, although that's probably not what's going on. These calls are probably used for the animals to stay in touch. The fascinating thing for us is that within the fish-eating killer whales, each family group has its own set of stereotyped calls. So we're really looking at a set of dialects where you can identify individuals and identify which group they come from just by listening to their calls.
So what do the seals do with this information?
The seals seem to have learnt a large number of the calls of different killer whales that they're familiar with, and they've essentially stopped responding. When we played underwater calls of mammal-eating killer whales, we found a very strong response. The seals dove underwater and essentially moved away from the boat. When we played calls of familiar fish-eating killer whales, on the other hand, the seals hardly responded at all. So it looks like even though the calls of different killer whales are highly variable, the seals are able to make sense of it and make some very informed decisions about when it's time to get away and when it's safe to stick around.
Interesting that you decided to test that. What even gave you the idea that perhaps seals were distinguishing between one kind of signal and another?
What really got us thinking about this was that I was looking at the vocal behavior of mammal-eating killer whales, and the first thing we noticed was that these animals are extremely silent. I followed one group for 8 hours once, and I didn't hear a single squawk from them. But then we sat down and we thought, wow, this is actually quite interesting. Why do you get these two forms of killer whales that differ so drastically in their vocal behavior? An obvious answer is that mammal-eating and fish-eating killer whales feed on prey with very different underwater hearing abilities. Fish are essentially deaf to the vocal calls of killer whales, whereas mammals, all mammals, have a very good underwater hearing. So essentially talk is cheap for the fish eaters, but very costly for the mammal eaters.
Now, if the killer whale that's making the noise has a cold and is very hoarse, might it fool a seal?
Who knows? Those are little details that would be fun to explore in the future, but so far we've only really looked at what to us sound like normal calls.
Volker Deka speaking to us from the CBC studios in Vancouver. Mr. Deka, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.